From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for another deadly attack in Afghanistan. In a statement sent to VOA, the insurgent group said it was behind Saturday's explosion in the Khanabad district of the northern Kunduz province. Police say that the blast killed at least 22 members of a pro-government militia. The attack came one day after a series of terrorist blasts killed more than 50 people in and around Kabul. The Afghan capital was on edge Saturday after the worst outbreak of terrorism since the Taliban confirmed it is under new leadership after the death of its founder, Mullah Muhammad Omar. The Taliban claimed responsibility for sending in three suicide bombers to attack a U.S. Special Forces base near the main airport in Kabul Friday night. Eight civilian military contractors and a U.S. serviceman were killed. Earlier, a Taliban suicide bomber dressed in a police uniform blew himself up in a crowd of cadets at an Afghan police academy in Kabul. At least 27 people were killed in that attack. No one has yet claimed responsibility for Friday's truck bombing in a residential area of Kabul, which killed at least 15 and wounded 240 others, most of them civilians. Typhoon Saldilor slammed the coast of southeast China on Saturday, leaving more than a million homes without power after killing at least six people in Taiwan. Saldilor, later downgraded to a tropical storm, struck the city of Putian late Saturday. Chinese news reports say that 158,000 local residents had earlier been evacuated to safety. This is VOA News.